Sustainable Community Voices, a monthly conversation we have, talking to those in the, well, sustainable field and more. Let's put the spotlight today on Spectrum Health. Food prescription program is a program to be discussed. Glad that you are here to do that. Sarah Chartier, Sustainable Project Manager. Good morning to you, Sarah.
Good morning.
Julio Cano, Community Health Program Specialist with Spectrum Health. Good morning to you, Julio.
Good morning.
Which means, how do you spend your day?
I'm sorry?
Which means, how does a community health program specialist spend his day?
Many different multiple projects. Trying to understand the needs of our participants to make it more relevant to them, basically.
Yes. What is your role as a sustainable project manager, Sarah?
Well, my favorite saying is that I get to talk a lot of trash.
Good answer. Yeah. Cool. Let's talk about the program, the Spectrum's food prescription program. We'll go back to forth on our answers. What is it?
So the program originally started with a conversation with a physician who identified that she could ask or tell her patients to eat healthier, but didn't necessarily have any tools to help them to do that. Then we started collaborating with healthier communities to identify a way to provide a prescription for fruits and vegetables. And we are in our second season of that, and we've engaged with the Programa Puente team to help those clients specifically, as well as core health clients within the community health, healthier communities programs.
Healthier communities programs, that's part of Spectrum. That's a Spectrum program, isn't it? You want to talk more about the mission of the program, Julio?
So within, let's say, healthier communities, sort of like the community health department within Spectrum Health, and is a house of many different interventions in the community. And one of them is called Programa Puente, that is targeting Latinos and Kent County, basically. So basically what we do is that we invite people of Latino origin to come and get a free screening where we screen them for diabetes, high blood pressure. We offer a cholesterol. We offer a body composition test and a little survey on mental health. So after that, people are, as I said, again, invited to continue this process for 3 more years. Everybody has to be 18 years and older, and not being pregnant, because that can like skew the results. And it's a preventive program, so people who already have diabetes or a cardiac episode are not part of the program, but they get to be referred to other programs within Spectrum Health that might assist them. So within that process, once people go through our screening, we connect them with resources in the community. So we partner with the YMCA, we partner with MSU, we partner with different organizations in the community to offer a continuous flow of services. And some of these projects that we take on are within the house, for example, like food prescription program, that is on Spectrum Health intervention, where we, as I said, the food prescription program is one of the projects that offer, you know, our participants.
How's it funded?
So this is a story. Many years ago, Spectrum Health was two different hospitals, right? And they became one. It was Butterworth and Bludgett, right? And that process, Spectrum Health made a commitment to invest in the community a certain amount of money. So they've been doing that since, if I'm not wrong, because it wasn't my time. I think it's since 98, probably,
yeah,
right?
1998.
Right. And that funds our department and all the interventions there.
The big picture, who can utilize the programs, specific doctors or ...
So the food prescription program is, as it's funded through the Healthier Communities Department, it is for Healthier Communities clients. So those are the primary participants in the program.
And let's talk about results. Brainstorm with me. How many patients participating? And if you can share any specific example of results here.
So we had a little under 100 participants this year in the program, and they participate for 20 weeks each within that. And I would love for Julio to share some more of the qualitative stories that we've experienced from the client.
Right. So many. There are many. One of the main objectives is, in a way, to overcome the most obvious barrier, which is the economical barrier, no? But behind the economical barrier, there are other barriers. One of them is the perception about how expensive or how to use fruits and vegetables. And then there are many more layers of complexity within this, no? So to make it sustainable, for example, right, not every place that, you know, distributes fruits and vegetables is necessarily a sustainable place. So that was part of the mission, no? To connect people, to overcome the most obvious barrier in this case, you know, the economical one, and then to connect them, to overcome other barriers, like symbolic barriers, right? And social barriers, in a way. Because if you think about it, from the people that I interview, inviting them to this program, many of them had no idea what the Fulton Market, for example, was. So there is a social distance, you know. You kind of have an idea about who goes to the, who are the regular clients of the Fulton Market, Fulton Farmers Market. And I have a disclaimer there because I'm a board member of the market.
Well, thank you, and that's okay.
Right? So, as I said, what I'm trying to say here is that it's a complex issue, and yeah, we can measure the most immediate impact, but actually, you know, there are things that are it'll be kind of hard to measure, right? So one of them, as I said, is this social distance, this idea that, you know, this place is expensive, it's not for me, you know, it's a part of my culture because, you know, probably I have the idea that people don't speak Spanish there, right? I'm not going to be serviced in that moment. So I think we accomplish, you know, a huge thing by bringing people there because they discover that actually people speak Spanish, right? And they create relationships with certain vendors, or the food market, Fulton Market has a navigator, right, that speaks Spanish. So I think a lot of those fears and perceptions were like overcome, right? And there are stories, right? So,
the garden stories.
Right, right. That's wonderful. This person brought their kid there. And you have to, there is a generational gap there, right? So it's a mom that is familiar to markets, and then there is a kid who was born here that not necessarily have seen anything like that before. So she brings her kid to do the shopping. And he's so happy about the whole experience, and he's saying, "Mom, we should do this at our house, you know, plant our own vegetables and then go to the market and sell them."
Entrepreneur in the making. Talking about sustainability, our Sustainable Community Voices segment here on the morning show. Today's topic, the food prescription program, thanks to those with Spectrum Health. Is this happening in other communities? How unique is what you do?
So there are food prescription programs in about 41 states, the last I checked. Wholesome Wave is an organization that helps to support a lot of food prescription programs. We do have several locally as well in Michigan that are outside of Spectrum's program. Like in Washtenaw County, they have a program as well. So they all have different flares associated with them and criteria as far as having the prescription for local foods or not at a farmer's market or a grocery store. There's a lot of variety there. So it's not something that's uncommon. But what really makes this program, in my mind, so important is that we have the clients connected to, or those receiving the food prescription are directly connected to staff that are supporting them. Mm-hmm. So Julio and team members from Healthier Communities are working on a cadence of between a month to every few months, checking in with the client, how's it going, how can I support you? Mm-hmm. Some even attended the farmer's market with the clients to help them become more comfortable and familiar with how to use the program. So that's what makes it, in my mind, a little bit unique, but they do exist in other locations as well.
Cool. What are the next steps? What are the next steps?
So right now we are hitting the pause button and evaluating how the program worked this year and what changes we might want to make for future years to help really connect our clients with local and healthy foods. So we just finished up our season, and so we're looking at our results and how we can make some changes to better improve the program and serve our clients.
You mentioned trash at your opening, Sarah. Is there a pretty cool like recycling program? Are you sustainable in that department with Spectrum?
Absolutely. So we have an average single stream recycling rate throughout the organization of around 30%, which is pretty impressive considering the amount of waste that we have to dispose of in special ways, pharmaceutical waste, biohazardous, bloody waste, that sort of thing. So our clinical staff are really passionate about recycling, and they've done a great job of that.
Julio, what final words do you have to share?
No, I'm super excited. I'm super excited about the idea of continuing the program to be able to serve more people, right? So, and I think what is special about this, you know, is that we are offering sort of a holistic view response to this issue, right? So it's not only the mechanical thing about, you know, you have to eat your five fruits and vegetables a day, right? But, you know, we're actually breaching many other barriers, you know, social, economical, good for the environment, right? When people buy local, it helps everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yes. How do we find out more information?
So if you visit Spectrum Health's website, there is a way to view Healthier Communities Department information as well as sustainability information. So there's content about Program Apuente and the other programs that Healthier Community supports, as well as what we're doing to make an impact on sustainability.
Thank you for making an impact. Julio Cano, Community Health Program Specialist with Spectrum Health, and you, Sarah Chartier, Sustainable Project Manager. Thanks, guys. keep on doing what you do so well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Us.